This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Good morning. Welcome to Party Line on this Thursday morning. Kramer Lumber Do It Center, one of our fine sponsors, along with Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded, just like you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today. Milner Health Care, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Hear Well, Live Well, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. My name's Kevin Keith, and News Director Ken Hartman joining me in the studio. Hey, Ken.
Hey.
Fair Council meeting last night. Big turnout, huh?
Oh, yeah, big turnout.
And it kind of surprised me. It was you and Russ Casper.
Yeah, we were it.
Kind of surprised me, but I got thinking, you know, the Fair Council is doing such a good job, in my opinion, and they pretty much got things set for this upcoming fair, so there's really not a whole lot, you know, they got some housekeeping things to take care of.
They've got a lot more things to take care of, and they got, you know, a laundry list of things that need to be done, but they're a lot further, of course, a lot further ahead now than what they were a year ago. Of course, last year was all just thrown at the last minute.
And they did a great job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
But it's going to be interesting. There's some things that still got to be taken care of, and you know. And the other thing of it is, you know, they're trying to get that, you know, fairgrounds to the next level and change everything and upgrade and improve. And that's going to take so much money and so much time to get it done that, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. So what? Tell me the story. I saw Russ Casper put up a story on the replanting of the dirt, I guess. it's a good story because I wonder where that dirt was going to go if we were going to be able to, you know, reuse it. I like that because we know they need some dirt at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, they do. And basically it's going in the infield and places like that to help smooth out some areas. And it's going to go in some other areas that are kind of, you know, like over maybe by the barns or in the back there. And it's going to go into some of those areas to help smooth some things out, but primarily it's for the infield.
And I just love reusing dirt locally, you know. I think it's cool. So win-win, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I just really wonder, you know, because it was a, you know, when talking about the number of pounds that it was, it's like, my God, you know.
Yeah.
That's an awful lot of dirt for, but, you know, we'll see.
Well, they needed an awful lot of dirt.
Well, yeah. Some people, when you talk about dirt, they say, we don't need dirt. It's bad news.
Yeah. Well, if there's something on your mind this morning locally or nationally, 659-3338 is the phone number to call, or 1-800-447-4463. Ken and I would love to talk to you. Coming up after 9 o'clock, Ken and I will play musical chairs, and he'll be moving over here. And sitting where he is now will be Frankfort Police Chief Troy Bacon. So it'll be good to see Chief Bacon in here.
Mm-hmm.
Has it been a month already?
Yes.
Again? I always say that when these guests come in. It seems like we see them every week. Which is good.
Yeah.
It's just kind of, the time goes so fast when you're having
fun, right? You're in an atmosphere where the time flies, aren't
yes.
you?
Yes, I am. I am. I really am. So the squirrel caused the power outage yesterday.
That's what I hear you guys come up with.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was talking to Mike Myers on the phone yesterday. When I initially talked to, it wasn't Mike, it was somebody who answered the phone. He was very helpful.
Uh-huh.
And he said, you know, they said, well, we're not for sure what happened. You know, it was kind of early on. So they knew what happened. They didn't know why it happened, I guess. And so they got over there and,
you know, usually it is animal related when something like that takes place.
Yeah.
You know, it just seems that's the way it is. But, you know, you would think with all the technology, and I'm not blaming anybody here, okay? This may come off that way. I don't want to sound that way because I have the great utmost respect for everybody that does this in this community. But, you know, I would think that with, you know, talking about the mice that caused the issue we had with the phones and the internet at the school site. You know,
last
week.
Right.
Now we're talking about mice. You would think there'd be a way to help, you know,
protect a little bit better
right. than what, you know.
Yeah, you would in this day and age of technology.
You know, And I just think what this eventually is going to do is it's just going to put everything underground, which is you're going to have, of course, then again, you got other creditors down below underground too.
Fortunately, this doesn't happen very often. That's, you know, in a building where there's abandoned or something like that, you know, you get squirrels in there and they chew. And from the way Mike was explaining it, I asked him to explain it to me in layman's terms because I don't understand fault currents and stuff. They start bouncing and they got together and just burned.
Yeah. So. But you know, the thing is, what gets me is why would an animal want to chew on a wire?
I know.
Yeah, I've never understood that. Like,
you would think it would fry him immediately, right?
Close. But I would think the taste would be just an awful aftertaste in your mouth.
I don't know. I've eaten some pretty strange things when I'm hungry. Maybe they're hungry.
Well, when you see the size of some of them, they're hungry.
Yeah. I don't know. I've seen some pretty fat ones.
Well, that's what I meant.
People. I think that's people feeding them peanuts and stuff like that.
Well, yeah. I used to do that all the time when I had my house, so I know.
My mom still does that.
I'm very guilty of that.
My mom still does that, and she has two or three squirrels that almost just jump on her lap. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, they'll walk right up to her. And I told her, I said, those things carry lice and bugs and everything. Get them away.
You know, the only bad thing, the two things that are bad about that, at least from my mind, are the other creatures that try to survive off of those animals.
Yeah.
A la the hawks, mm-hmm. and I've seen hawks shred squirrels and right in front of my face, and I've also seen hawks come down and just kill those huge rock doves in the middle of winter, and I got to go out and get it. I took a shovel out to my backyard. It's like, you know, humongous-sized shovel, just put the darn bird on there because it couldn't get out of there any other way. And so that was during the dead of winter when that took place. And I'll tell you what, cleaning up a squirrel after a hawk has shredded it is not the most fun in the world.
No, I've skinned a few squirrels, and that's bad enough.
It happened right in front of my garage, so I kind of had to clean it up.
Yeah. All right. Hopefully everybody's had breakfast.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's get off this. I need to think about something else.
Well, I know you've got a few things over there, Ken, but there was one I wanted to throw past you here.
Sure.
I saw this yesterday, and I thought, man, this is such a cool story. What a positive inspiration. And it is a cool story, but it's not necessarily the most positive inspiration after I got reading it.
Yeah, I saw part of that one.
Okay. A woman purported to be the oldest living person ever at age 128 says she hasn't lived a single happy day in her life and says her longevity is a punishment.
Mm-hmm.
The Russian government claims Koku Istambolova is the world's oldest person, but she has bluntly said her longevity was God's will and she did nothing to make it happen. She says while some people chalk it up to a healthy or active lifestyle, the claim was made by the Russian Federation and is based on Koku's internal passport, which shows her date of birth as June 1st, 1889. Now, if this is really correct, she was 27 when the last Tsar of Russia, Nicholas II, was forced to abdicate in March of 1917. She was 55 when the Second World War ended in 1945. She was 102 when the Soviet Union collapsed a generation ago in 1991. So, asked how she lived so long, she told an interviewer, "It was God's will. I did nothing to make it happen." She said, "I see people going in for sports, eating something special, keeping themselves fit, but I have no idea how I lived until now." Then she says, "I've not had a single happy day in my life. I've always worked hard, digging in the garden. I'm tired." She says it's a punishment.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to share that.
Well, you know, I think you've heard me say this before. I would like to live as long as possible. I don't, you know.
Yep.
But two things have to happen. One, I would prefer to still have a lot of my friends around who still know me and we can talk back and forth. That's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing and the big thing is that I want to be able to do what I want, when I want, and be able to do it without people's help.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two huge things for me. And if I can't do those things, I don't really want to be around.
Yeah. I think a lot of people honestly feel that way. You want to have your capacities and your facilities. And
I don't want to be a burden on anybody or any relation or whatever. I just don't.
What else you got over there, Ken?
Well, this is something we haven't really talked too much about this before. It's kind of interesting. Matter of fact, I got this off of one of the music things I sent over to Sen this morning. Pop music is getting sadder.
sadder.
Yeah.
Let me think about that for a minute.
It says a new report from the University of California Irvine looked at around 500,000 songs released in the UK. Well, maybe that's where it is. Over 30 years, and it finds that they've been classified by happy songs and sad songs. People like happy songs, but there are more sad songs. Researchers didn't look at the lyrics of the songs to determine whether they're happy or sad. Instead, they considered how the songs sound.
Okay. I'm following you so far.
That's all it says here. But
I was trying to find a song here that Shine 99 played because I was thinking about some of their music over there and whether, you know, because that's pop music a lot, you consider for that.
Right.
And I'm trying to think if there is, if there's a whole lot to that. Okay. So I think of the music and a lot of it is, it's got this upbeat, fun feel, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're talking about really dark things.
Yeah.
You know, so unless you're really listening to the lyrics, then, because this is Selena Gomez, this is Same Old Love.
Yeah.
And it's one of my favorites that Shine 99 plays, but it's pretty dark, you know?
Yeah.
So you've got that. And then you also have other songs like Happy by Pharrell Williams. Mm-hmm. You've heard this,
yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a super fun song. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
But I will say this. The people...
it can be deceiving is what I'm saying.
Well, also I'm going to say this. To me, the people who write those songs aren't exactly the most artistic people in the world either. Because, you know, it seems like they repeat a lot of the same lyrics over and over and over. I just really wonder, and I love James Brown, but could he say anything but 1, 2, 3, 4?
Right. Well, I always think about, you and I were talking about that just beforehand. So, you know, like one of the hottest songs right now is Justin Timberlake, Say Something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all he says.
Say something.
The song, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was telling you, I'd rather hear him say something than,
you know,
other than
in all
say
honesty,
something.
That may be the biggest difference between music from that we're playing a lot of between 30, 40, 50 years ago than today's music, because there's not a lot of lyrics, not a lot of multiple lyrics that are, you know, different in today's music.
Yeah, the artists were definitely more creative in the past,
right?
And you had to be.
That's right. And now you can just kind of say, you know, 3 or 4 catch lines and you've got a hit.
Yeah.
if you put it to some decent background, you know, decent instrumentals, you're fine.
You and I could be lyricists in this day and age,
God,
right?
That's frightening.
I could come up with 3 or 4 phrases, I guarantee you that.
Well, I don't know if we could say them again or not, but that's all right.
Okay, so I'm going to play this one just to
Pharrell.
Bring in that mood.
Pharrell, yeah.
Now, who doesn't like this song, right?
I love this song.
I do, too. We'll just let Pharrell play for here.
Even if I hear it a whole lot, I still like this song.
Yeah, it's hard not to. I'll let it get to the chorus here in a minute, and then we'll get to something a little more serious here. But... Ken's over there clapping.
I'm not clapping. I'm just, never mind what I'm doing over here.
Bebopping in the Wilo studio.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, there's line one. That might be Russ Cat. I better.
Might be Scott.
Chill out. Okay.
Yeah,
might be Scott. That's right. Speaking of happy, how about a well-mannered bear caught on video?
Yeah.
Caught on video knocking on the front door of a Pennsylvania home.
Mm-hmm.
Tom and Michelle Calvin said they first spotted the bear stealing a bird feeder from their yard in Allentown Sunday night. Couple hours later, their security camera caught the bear returning, strolling up to the front door and appearing to knock on the door. When no one answered, he wandered away. Wow, knocking on the front door. Party line, good morning.
Good morning. Now you know why I listen to classical music.
Somehow I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, I do.
But there's nothing. Have you ever heard that song we just played, Larry, Happy?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, wait a minute. Maybe if it was I can't think of his name. That does funny music. Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Oh, yeah. No, that's Bobby McFerrin. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah, which we don't have, by the way.
Oh.
Anyway, I just thought I'd let you know that's why I listen to classical music when I listen to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate the call.
Never mind.
Go ahead, Larry. Talk to us.
Well, I want to know how it's going with the drug problem in Frankfort. And the chief is going to be on, but I got to get ready to go away. And I would assume, after saying that, I just thought maybe a lot of people would just soon I go away and stay away.
Not Ken and I. We worry about you if we don't hear you for a couple days.
Yeah, well, anyway, just thought I'd let you know that's why I listen to classical music. And have you given a thought about what I said about Shenandoah album?
About what,
I'm sorry? Since how you're the head hog, what's in charge except for Russell?
What was the question, Larry?
Shenandoah, Iowa, they rotate their genre on music.
Oh, yeah. As far as, some playing some other music or some block programming or something.
And I got another question for you.
Sure.
What happened to country music?
On Wilo or?
No.
Just overall?
What happened to it? It became a...
It's pop country now.
It is. It's exactly what.
These artists, what they're doing, Larry, is they're trying to capitalize on both formats so they can make more money. They want country, which is a very loyal and good format.
Loyal almost to being blind.
Yeah. But they also want to be, you want to have the Taylor Swifts where they play on, adult contemporary pop stations.
Yeah, well, I just kind of miss the old country.
I like the 70s and some of the 80s, but beyond that, no, I don't care for much.
Yeah, me neither. We play a little of that here on Wilo. We'll throw that on every now and then.
Yep.
But you don't see. I listen to news constantly. That's the only way I can keep up.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't see it or read it anymore, then you got to listen to all these different radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't do a very good job anymore, it seems like. But I want you guys to have fun.
We will.
And think about changing the genre, and if you do, I'll listen more.
Okay.
We appreciate you.
Because I sure don't like new country.
Yep.
And I don't like the new rock and roll, what I call rock and roll.
Right.
And I don't like the new pop, which there is a difference.
Yeah, so I guess I'm true on that.
I just guess I'm just an old fart and set in my ways.
Well, that's all right. We love you, Larry Shearer.
Bye, guys. Have fun.
All right. We always do, Larry. Thanks. 659-3338 or 800-447-4463. What else is in your stack of stuff, Ken?
Well, I think, and this is today, and this is maybe your today in history. I don't know if you're going to do this or not, but I'll go ahead and say this. We lost two very good musicians on this date.
I did hear you mention that on your morning show.
We lost the band leader, and I call him Bubble Meister, Lawrence Welk, 1992. He was 89. Of course, his show is still in syndication, and I go, "Thank you, Bobby and Sis."
I laughed out loud when you did that this morning on the air. I was coming down 65. That was good.
And then also, we lost the Queen of Disco, Donna Summer, in 2012 due to cancer. She was 63.
I didn't realize she was that young when she passed away. I remember when it happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but that means she was pretty young when she was making the hits.
That's exactly right, because she was the Queen of Disco in the 70s. Man, no doubt about it. So.
And she looked good, didn't she?
Yeah, she
back
did.
In the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we still love us, some of her.
There's still one song on there that I would love us to put in, and I'll have to not talk to you about it later, because she looked really good in that one, too.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You remember it off the top of your head?
Love's About to Change My Heart.
Okay. We'll at least listen to it and let the scientists determine whether it'll go on the air.
That's not the mice or the squirrels
or
either.
Or the hamster. I fed the hamster the other day, so the phone line started working again. So
what'd you feed him? Don't even ask me.
Some of your bird food you had in the back.
Yeah. We don't have any more.
I fed him a squirrel.
God, you're bad.
I love this story. Holy cow. A Dutch art dealer has discovered a painting by Rembrandt that hasn't been seen in 400 years. The portrait of a well-dressed young man was presented this week as the first rare Rembrandt painting to surface since the year I was born, 1974. It will be on display. Wait a minute. That's got to be a typo then. It's not been seen in 40 years. The first rare, okay, no, that was a separate painting. 400 years, I was right, okay. It will be on display at a museum in Amsterdam for 1 month. Art dealer Jan Six found the painting at a London auction and bought it for $185,000, a steal.
Mm-hmm.
In 2009, a Rembrandt painting sold for $33 million. So a Dutch art dealer has uncovered a Rembrandt that hasn't been seen in 400 years. I wonder what... the guys at the Pawn Stars would give them for that.
Mm-hmm. They might bankrupt the show if they did that.
Yeah, I know. I still love to see those guys. I like watching Pawn Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty funny stuff. And we talk about this every day, but I think we need to. The fears are growing in Hawaii as the Kilauea volcano continues to rumble. Scientists say the possibility of a huge eruption could be greater after 34 earthquakes rocked the Big Island in 24 hours. Man, that's scary. The Hawaii Civil Defense Agency says another crack has opened up near Kilauea, spewing gas and lava, raising the number of fissures on the island to 20. Lava flows have destroyed dozens of homes and other buildings since the cracks began splitting open 2 weeks ago. So,
you know, and this is bad to say this, but, you know, like you said, we talk about this every day, which is fine. We have to do that. But at the same time, I'm almost to the point, okay, let's either have it quit or do it. Let's move on.
Yeah.
And I don't like to say it that way, but you understand where I'm at.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's like, okay, is it or isn't it?
I think you and I are both in agreement that it probably will be.
I think it will, too.
Yeah.
But what I'm also concerned about is I'm also wondering, is it going to kick off the other chains of all the volcanoes that we have in this country?
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to kick off one of those, or will it kick off an earthquake on the fault lines?
Well, you know, I thought about that, too. I don't know technically how close. I mean, we see it on a map. I don't know technically how close Hawaii is to, like, California. Mm-hmm. Looks like it's close, but I don't know where it actually is.
But see, I think we're going on the same page here, because I'm a firm believer that all of those stuff underground, regardless how far or how close you are, is still interconnected. So something that happens here is
even under the sea
is going to happen. Is going to adjust something.
Could have some reverb.
Because he always said something that happens on the North Pole affects the South Pole and vice versa. So I mean, you know, and now we're talking about opposite ends of the world. So if that can happen, it can. You know, it can. Anything like that can happen and kick off something anywhere else.
Yeah, a big explosion or something, and then it wouldn't take much in the San Andreas Fault out there in California.
Or the New Madrid around here.
Yeah.
And also, you know, we were talking about the big sinkhole that formed in New Zealand last week.
Yeah.
You know, that thing, size of football fields. You know, those things are happening more and more frequently, too.
Yeah. Where you grew up at, have you seen sinkholes? Because they're actually pretty common in southern Indiana, especially on farms.
I have not seen that many.
You know, we played. I mean, they're dangerous, but we played in them as kids, and you know, Papaw would always use it for kind of a trash receptacle almost or something, you know, and then bury it every couple of years and stuff. But which I don't know if that was legal or not.
Some people call that the landfill.
Right, right. But I don't know. It's kind of wild. Of course, in southern Indiana, there's a lot of caves down there too, and everything. But I've never lived anywhere where there were more sinkholes than southern Indiana.
Of course, I've always lived in areas that were a lot more populated than southern Indiana.
True.
So, I mean, in a way, I've kind of been insulated from that. But, you know, I can understand where that could happen, though.
I remember Papaw had a cave. Mamaw and Papaw had a cave on their 1,000 acres. And me and my cousin would go down there. And you could only go in about, I don't know, 10 or 15 feet, but it was on a really remote part of the property, and we felt like, you know, Lewis and Clark when we were 10, you know. But one side was sandstone, and the other side was limestone, and it was just really cool. It was just kind of like, I don't know, I didn't do any geological research on that, but of course, that's down there. That was on the back edge of Lawrence County, Bedford, Indiana, which is the limestone capital of the world.
You mean you didn't take your Geiger counter with you?
No, I didn't have one.
Oh, gosh.
But, boy, I had a lot of fun growing up
I'm disappointed you didn't have one.
And I know you've got at least one more thing you wanted to
I got everything in. I really wanted to get in.
Oh, okay. Well, I've got two more things.
Okay.
Then, okay?
All right.
And I'm going to save this one for last.
Okay.
These are kind of political, but I just wanted to throw it out there real quick. Former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is speaking out against U.S. leaders concealing the truth. Tillerson gave a commencement address to graduates at the Virginia Military Institute Wednesday and told cadets to have a clear-eyed view of the facts. He said, quote, "If our leaders seek to conceal the truth, or we as people become accepting of alternative realities that are no longer grounded in facts, then we as Americans are on a pathway to relinquishing our freedom," unquote. He did not mention President Trump by name in the speech, so He knew better, didn't he?
I think it's called, but I'm clearly implying that here's something you don't do.
I work for the guy. I'm not mentioning his name, though.
That's right.
And speaking of President Trump, we'll see what happens. That's how President Trump characterizes North Korea's threat to pull out of next month's summit between Trump and Kim Jong-un. During a White House photo op yesterday, Trump said North Korea has not informed the U.S. of any changes. North Korea is upset about joint military exercises that are being conducted by the U.S. and South Korea. The North is also unhappy about Trump's insistence on denuclearization. And I thought we had already talked about that before we even set this meeting up. We know Kim Jong-un should have known that's what we wanted to talk about.
Well, sure.
And he already has put his best foot forward and said that he was going to start destroying some sites where they test nuclear weapons. And so that remains to be seen. I'm kind of thinking this will still happen, though.
Well, I would say it better happen or some things will happen that you don't, that you don't want to have happen.
There will be repercussions one way or the other.
I do want to mention one real quick thing.
Yes.
You know, back to the kind of like the Tillerson thing, saying the truth. You know,
yeah.
If you remember, you look back at Trump's personal accounts, they found the payment from Michael Cohen to you-know-who.
Yeah.
They found that, so.
I know they found that, but I don't care. I didn't vote for Trump because of his morals and values.
But here's the thing.
I can overlook that right now.
Okay, but here's the thing. He lied about it.
I know, but I don't really have a problem with it, but
I'm saying you can't lie about things like that to the public.
Yeah.
You just can't.
I can't help but think he was in the same, you know, he felt the Clinton effect on that, right? He's lying about sex. Who hasn't done that at one point in their life or not, happens to be magnified if you're president.
You know, you heard me. I think you probably heard me this morning. You know, there was a story out that, you know, having sex and relationships as you get older is fine. I just, you know, I said I have to have a visual effect. I got to find my Etch-a-Sketch.
Well, if that's all it takes, how about a light bright?
I'm not even going to go there.
Okay. How about a deck of Uno cards?
How about a commercial break?
Fair enough. We'll come back. Thanks, Ken.
No problem.
All right. We'll come back with more Party Line. Ken will be talking with Frankfort Police Chief Troy Bacon next here on WILO.